Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this first Sunday after the Epiphany, the baptism of our Lord, year C. Our readings for today, Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 7. Psalm 29, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verses 14 to 17, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 15 to 17, and 21 to 22. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Come and worship the living God and the Savior of the world. Come and worship the one who died and was raised again. Come and worship the Spirit, who renews and empowers us to be God's people and to offer Him our thanks, our praise, and our worship. Amen. Lord, our finest words cannot reach the heights of your throne. By your Holy Spirit, take our feeble words and actions, and by your grace transform them into that which will honor your name. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, equip and enable us to worship you and to lead us all to the throne of grace. Amen. Our hymn, CPWI 104, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for the first Sunday after the Epiphany, the baptism of our Lord, followed by the collect for Epiphany, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God in glory everlasting. Amen. O God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth. Lead us, who know you now by faith, to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Manifestation of the Holy Spirit. On Thursday, the 6th of January, the Church invited us to celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany. The word Epiphany comes from a Greek word meaning appearance or manifestation or showing. The Feast of the Epiphany commemorates the first manifestation of the divinity of Jesus to the Gentiles. As a baby, Jesus was visited by the Magi, three wise men or astrologers, who were led by a star to the babe in Bethlehem. By divine guidance, the Magi followed the star and presented the baby Jesus with gifts, items of value from their home country. These items, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, represented or symbolized certain aspects of his life. Gold to represent his kingship, frankincense, his priesthood, and myrrh, his sacrifice on the cross for the sins of the whole world. In the visit of the Magi, Israel's God is manifested to other nations of the world, who, by the actions of the Magi, acknowledge him as a king. They inquired of Herod, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. The Magi would encounter the Christ child and take the message back to their various nations. Good news for the world. Our celebration today, the baptism of our Lord, is another manifestation of the divinity of Jesus. Manifestation, a sign that shows something clearly. John the Baptist is preaching and preparing the people for the coming of the Messiah. John, in a powerful way, has called on them to repent of their sins, and as a sign of repentance, to come and be baptized by him in the River Jordan. John the Baptist did his task with such commitment and passion that many believed that he was the Messiah. Without hesitation, John, in humility, set them right. He said, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and the fire." Luke chapter 3, verse 16. Jesus, in humility, came to be baptized by John, even though he had no sins to repent. Luke reports, "When Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased.'" Luke chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. At his baptism, Jesus is affirmed as the Son of God. He was the Son of God at his birth. Luke writes, "When the angel Gabriel visited Mary, the angel said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God.'" Luke chapter 1, verse 35. At his baptism, Jesus is anointed with the Holy Spirit and equipped for his vocation as the Messiah. Note that Jesus, the Son of God, does not begin his ministry until he is anointed for the task by the Holy Spirit. Luke describes Jesus as being full of the Holy Spirit, Luke chapter 4, verse 1, and as beginning his ministry in the power of the Spirit, Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Our second lesson today from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, reminds us that the followers of Jesus have to be anointed and empowered for ministry by the Holy Spirit. Because of persecution of his followers in Jerusalem after the death of Stephen, many of the disciples were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria. Acts chapter 8, verse 1b. Philip, one of the seven deacons appointed in Acts chapter 6, made his way to Samaria. There, Philip preached the good news of Jesus with powerful words and powerful deeds. Acts chapter 8, verses 4 to 8. Many people believe that Jesus of Nazareth was indeed the promised Messiah. Peter and John went to Samaria to pray that these new followers of Jesus would receive the Holy Spirit to enable them to be anointed and equipped for ministry in the world. Disciples of Christ are commissioned and equipped for ministry in the church and in the world by the presence of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit, therefore, must be manifested in us. The question, therefore, is, how is the Holy Spirit manifested in us? Paul reminds us that there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 7. The Spirit of God must be manifested in each of us to enable us to carry out the tasks, our tasks for God in the world. There must be clear evidence of the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives for us to be identified as disciples of Christ. The Holy Spirit will manifest itself in our gifts, the gifts of the Spirit. Paul presents us with three lists of gifts. In Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8, he says, prophecy, serving, teaching, exhortation, generosity, leadership, and acts of mercy. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 11, Paul cites wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, working of miracles, prophecy, the ability to distinguish between spirits, various kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. And in his letter to the Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, he says, some will be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some shepherds and teachers. So by our gifts, the Holy Spirit will manifest itself in us. Paul also goes on to explain that the Holy Spirit will also manifest itself in the way we live. Paul invites us to live by the Spirit and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. He goes on to state that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22 and 23. When we are able to exhibit these virtues of the fruit of the Spirit, we know that the Spirit of God is manifest in us. Paul goes on. In his second letter to Timothy, he points to another manifestation of the Spirit, a manifestation that is important for us, especially in these times of the pandemic. Paul writes, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Certainly, in these very challenging and uncertain times, we need to remind ourselves that the Spirit we have received is not a spirit of fear. Therefore, as disciples of Christ, we are called to manifest the presence of the Spirit by demonstrating the power of the Spirit, the love of the Spirit, and certainly the self-discipline which the Spirit of God can give us. If we are to carry out our ministry for God in the world as disciples of Christ, we have to be anointed and equipped by the Holy Spirit, which we have received at our baptism. The Holy Spirit must manifest itself in our lives, and as the Holy Spirit manifests itself, we are able to function as disciples of Christ, building up the body of Christ and working for the good of all of God's people. And so we pray, come, Holy Spirit, and fill us. We want to be more like Jesus. We are seeking a kingdom where Jesus is King. So come, Holy Spirit. We want to be more like Him. We want to love Him. We want to serve Him. We want to praise Him. Amen. Let us pray. O God, our Father, Creator of the universe, whose Son, Jesus Christ, came to the world, pour out your Holy Spirit upon your church, that all the people of the world, being led through the knowledge of your truth to worship you, may offer the gold of intellect, the frankincense of devotion, and the myrrh of discipline to Him who is with you and the Holy Spirit, who lives and reigns forever, one God, world without end. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, the privilege is ours to be called to share in the loving, healing, and reconciling mission of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in this age and wherever we are. Since without you we can do no good thing, may your Spirit make us wise. May your Spirit guide us. May your Spirit renew us. May your Spirit strengthen us, so that we will be strong in faith, discerning in proclamation, courageous in witness, and persistent in good deeds. This we ask through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for having renewed your church at various times and in various ways, by the rekindling of the fire of love for you through the work of your Holy Spirit. Rekindle your love in our hearts, and renew us to fulfill the great commission which your Son committed to us, so that individually and collectively, as members of your church, we may help many to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Empower us by your Spirit to share with our neighbors and friends our human stories in the context of your divine story through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Our hymn, CPWI 266, Breathe on Me, Breath of God. Fill me with life anew. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who led the wise men by the shining of a star to find the Christ, the light of from light, lead you also in your pilgrimage to find the Lord. May God, who sent the Holy Spirit to rest upon the only begotten at his baptism in the Jordan River, pour out that Spirit on you who have come to the waters of new birth. May God, by the power that turned water into wine at the wedding feast at Cana, transform your lives and make glad your hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. And we pray that you will have a very rewarding and productive, spirit-filled week. Please follow the protocols. Wash your hands, wear your mask, watch your distance, and be safe.
Don't worry what you have to say.